Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi and welcome to New Life Live. Glad that you're listening. Thank you for listening. We have in the studio today Mark Cameron and Dr. Alice Benton are here, and we're grateful that they are. Hello, Mark and Alice.
Hey, Steve. Great to be with you guys.
Gentlemen,
Just pull that mic right up there to you there, Mark, because we want them to have full, all that you got.
Got it.
I have a formal request to register. Now, pressure's on because my 10-year-old son, Henry, is listening live. He wants more Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, Steve. He asked me to ask.
Well, we're working on that. So
very good. He'll be glad to know that.
Do our best. Now, let me tell you, I am exhausted because I spent the weekend in Washington, D.C. We did our intimacy and marriage intensive. And it's just, I'm telling you, folks, if you support this ministry, you would be so happy at the results. Here's what somebody said. I came to this weekend with my mind made up to leave my husband. I was worn out and tired of forgiving him for constant betrayals. But my heart changed this weekend, and for the first time I truly understood his history and his childhood trauma that's played a role in all of this. I leave the workshop with a sense of hope and now have the tools to work through these issues. My heart is full. And by the same token, we had folks say, I told my wife everything, and I am committed. And we had women saying, I told him everything. It's there and committed. I talked to two people that if this didn't work, divorce was next. And they're not going to divorce, and they are hopeful with tools to make it happen. So if you have a problem in your marriage, this could help you get to where you never knew you could. Or if you're going to divorce, I've had people say, well, it's so costly. Hey, have you ever looked at the cost of divorce? Not financially, but to your children and the children's children. So we've got another one coming up, and it's in August, and it's online. We're doing it online. And so it's less money, it's more convenient, and if you've ever been before and you need a little refresher, that online is just perfect. So I just wanted to get that. I just want to tell you, I am thrilled with what happened there, and we're always wondering, can we really help people in this kind of shape? And then it just seems to always happen. Mylon and Kay are just amazing, and they get more amazinger every time we do it together. If you're interested in that, go to newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, if you want to join us, here's the number, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. In this final minute here, guys, what are the excuses that people use to not get help for a marriage?
Certainly, we don't have the time to invest in an entire weekend, but all of this time will pass anyhow, and so will you spend it nurturing, redeeming your marriage, or will you just let the time go to more of the same problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, like you said, Steve, I think there's a lot of people out there who, they don't want to do that hard thing, but that's all they think is left, and it's learning these new tools, learning how to confront these issues. It's definitely harder, but it's healthier.
It's painful, but it's healthier, harder, but the pain has an outcome, a good outcome.
It's worth
if you're willing. Yeah. 1-800-229-3000. If you want to learn about those workshops, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We'll be back with Mark Cameron, Dr. Alice Benton, right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Alice Benton, Dr. Alice Benton, and Mark Cameron. Great to have you both here. And how about we go to Mayor from Dallas, Texas, KWRD, that great station. That's what she listens to. Hi, Mayor. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question for you today is, 32 years ago, I was married for 32 years, and 8.5 years ago, I went through a divorce due to sexual addiction and infidelity. And
yeah.
When I called in, I called y'all, and you and Sherry and Dave Stoop took my call. And at that time, I was totally unable. I was speechless. I couldn't speak up for myself. I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to share.
Yeah.
I hear you, Steve, and I hear Sherry talk about your marriages and talk about the infidelity.
Yeah.
And when I hear that, I get sick. I get sick to my stomach. I have anxiety. I've never shared how deep and dark my husband's addiction was. In fact, it even sounds like a story. It doesn't even sound like something that could be true. How do I go about getting this out or sharing with someone?
How old are the kids?
I have 2 adult children, and I even feel like my adult children are still angry with me over this.
Yeah, sure.
My daughter can say things like, I don't believe in divorce just because of pornography and stuff, but they don't know the details to this
day. Yeah.
They don't know the depth of it.
So do they know it was more than just pornography?
Yes, he ended up marrying the lady that he was having an affair with, and he has since divorced her, and he's getting ready to marry again.
Okay. Well, let's hear from Mark and Alice, and I'll restrain myself and hear from them, and then I have a couple of comments I want to make. Mark, let's start with you, the new guy on the block.
Hi, Mayor. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
I think, you know, I've been there in your situation, too. I'm divorced, and my ex-wife cheated on me, too. And and I've heard this from so many people who've got divorced. We feel like we have that big D stamp on our heads, right?
Uh-huh.
We feel like we are a failure. We're not worthy, and other people are going to judge us for that. And I just wondered if you feel like that. Do you feel responsible? Do you feel like this is your fault? Is that what keeps you hesitant to sharing?
I did in the beginning. I definitely felt that, but I don't feel responsible anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been very fearful to share because of the depth of his addiction and where it took him and the things that he had done.
What do you think she should do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I shame. I wonder if it's shame that's keeping you hesitant from sharing there, Mayor. And shame often makes us want to run and hide. And the way to overcome shame is just to expose it. Is to lean into it. And I think that you will find freedom if you can find a trusted counselor and process and talk through it. I don't know if you've done that yet. Have you done that?
I was in counseling for a while. I went through divorce care, and then I also signed up for Celebrate Recovery, which was at the time a lifesaver. But that's been a couple of years ago. I have not gone any further with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've taken some of the right steps here. And if your kids are older, they're adults, I think it's important to share with them what's happened. Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes our kids don't get it, even if they're adults, right? Until they go through something like that, until they experience it, sometimes we don't understand what it feels like.
Alice, what are your thoughts?
Mayor, your body is calling you to go through a desensitization process. this nausea and anxiety that you feel are the warning signs that this area of your heart and soul need attention, maybe even surgical attention. And you'll have to choose your listeners very cautiously to whom you'll tell your story. You may even need to talk about your story for a time before delving into it. And it's the process of identifying probably other women who are safe enough, who have a level of understanding, who have perhaps experienced similar pain. And sometimes in my own therapeutic work that I do, I have to lead my clients to talk about all their hesitations and all the reasons for not talking about what they know needs the most attention. Sometimes we have to spend a great deal of time doing that until they garner the courage and the trust in me and the process to then really begin to touch the pain.
And, you know, we do something for this, and it's our Restore Intensive. And so many women that have felt this shame and you know, it's so frequent that the husband might have multiple affairs, be living with the person he's having an affair with, and the children are angry at mom because, well, they don't know the depths of everything, but they had this expectation that you'd take care of it, that you'd fix it. You know, it's an unrealistic expectation. So here's what I think you ought to do. I think you ought to, what they're saying, you need to get the anxiety and all of those things beyond you. Because we don't want you to just get through a divorce that, you know, when he's that unfaithful. We don't want you to just get over it. We want you to get beyond it. And you're not. Restore would be wonderful for you, and so would a great Christian counselor that we would. You really need an individual, great female Christian counselor to walk you through this and get rid of the shame and the anxiety. But here's what I would do with your kids. I would tell them how you felt then and what you did with Celebrate Recovery and the other divorce recovery. And tell them how you feel now, because they just don't, I mean, they kind of, it feels like they blame you, whatever it is. And tell them, maybe I wasn't clear, or maybe you expected, which they did, that I should have fixed this. But I got to tell you, I'm working on now getting fully, 8 years later, getting beyond this, and I'd like you to get beyond this too, because the anger, resentment, and all, I did everything I could to bring him back, but I got to tell you, I was beaten down. I couldn't even make a decision. I didn't know what to do. So you really help them understand the full depths of what went on. You don't have to have details, but look, it wasn't pornography. It was this affair. He married the affair. But it wasn't that only affair, you know, that kind of thing. And then you just tell them. And at the time when I needed to do something the most, I didn't have anything in me. And if it wasn't for this or that, I'd still be hanging on. So, but you tell them, I'm going to a different level, and I want to invite you to that healing process too. I'm hoping that whatever resentment, you know, the Bible says get rid of all bitterness and resentment. And you just tell him, I don't have any bitterness and resentment against him anymore. I've resolved that. Now I'm going to deal with the anxiety I have about all of this. The more honest, the better. Secrecy rarely is a good path. I mean, really rarely a good path. You'd be open and honest, not making him worse than he is, maybe even giving them some insight to his childhood and some things he went through that led to this really horrible path that he chose.
Okay.
Let me send you a book, Take Your Life Back. I'll send you two copies, because you might want to send a copy or two to the kids, because that's what we want, them to be free of any kind of horrible feelings toward you. And, Mayor, I am really glad that you called. Anybody else wanting to visit here, 1-800-229-2255. 1-800-273-3000. And if we can help you, we want to 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about what we're doing, all the conferences, emotional freedom, transforming grief, restore intimacy in marriage. And Every Man's Battle is online. It's our virtual. We do every now and then we do one online, and that's this month. I mean, it's August. So check in with us on that. Now, let's go. How about we talk with Robin, Dallas, Texas, again, KWRD. Robin, how are you doing today?
I am doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hopefully this is just a quick question. I need some advice on how to be a good grandma to my 6-year-old and 4-year-old grandchildren.
Okay. And what's the issue that would cause you to not be a good grandma?
Well, I think I am so far. It's just when my daughter and her husband and they come down to visit, they're usually with the kids and they do the discipline, and I don't have to worry about that. Well, this time they're coming down and I will be with the kids by myself. Well, my daughter, she's going to work upstairs, but I'll be taking care of the kids downstairs, and they don't believe in spanking. They want to reason with them, talk to them. The 4-year-old is the one I'm concerned about, because when he has a meltdown, it's a really big meltdown,
yeah.
And there's no consoling him, and I just wouldn't know what to do. I don't want to have to go to her and say, you know, hey, what, you know, he's acting up or whatever. I just need some tools on how to discipline them. Now,
yeah.
At church, I did talk to our pastor. She was great with telling me, you know what, it's their kids, not mine, which I understand, but I didn't talk to her about the discipline part, so that's why I'm calling in.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to jump in here because I've raised a few kids, 5. I never spanked my kids. Never. And they're doing fine. They're amazing. But
good.
People that do spank their kids, every professional I've ever talked to said that any kind of spanking needs to be totally out of the way by age 6. If there's appropriate spanking, should be rare, minimal, and totally over with by 6. And at 4, you ought to be even more rare. But I just think it's easy to go to the spank out of your frustration versus trying to see what was going on, try to understand the problem, other things like that. Now, this totally destroys credibility for me with a lot of people that, you know, believe in those spankings. I just think there absolutely is a better way. And if spanking is part of the thing, you should never be the one to hit one of your grandchildren. Don't ever do that.
I never, ever hit them.
Okay,
I admire my daughter. She's a wonderful, wonderful mother.
There you go.
She has so much patience with her kids. And the thing is, when they melt, I wasn't asking for permission to spank them.
Yeah.
She said, Mom, you can do whatever. Just don't spank my kids. And I have honored that for her.
Yeah.
It's just,
well,
I need some tools on how to calm him down.
Ask her, what are the 3 best things you've ever found that will calm this child down? And then if none of those 3 things work, I'm going to have to walk upstairs and ask you to deal with it.
Okay.
But let's hear from Mark, and we'll hear from you first, Dr. Alice Benton. What do you think?
Robin, how long will your grandchildren be staying with you?
Just a week. Probably like 9 days, this weekend and then the following weekend.
So I hope you can do as much pre-planning with your daughter as possible, bringing your concerns to her, asking for her advice, which it sounds like you've done some of already, and establishing the emergency plan for if everything you try doesn't work, then what would she want you to do? You might want to role play when your grandkids get there right away. Let's pretend. Let's act as if a tantrum is happening. And grandma's going to try to deal with it as best I can, and we're going to see how it goes. Even though it's pretend, it will help establish your authority, and then you can deal with the pros and cons of the plan that you and your daughter put into place.
Yeah, I think...
role play with the children?
Yes. Yep, let's pretend mom is working. All right, you're upset. Go. We're going to try to handle this on our own. Let's see how far we get.
Or you're saying to them, which it's amazing what they can understand, or maybe you will discover a way to bring yourself under control.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Mark Cameron. And Mark, you tell us everybody about what you're doing right now.
What am I doing right now? What
do you mean? Well, not this second, but when you're not in our studio, what are you doing in counseling and working with the folks you're working with now?
Oh, so I'm working at Relationship 180 with Mylan Yurkovich. Doing a lot of couples therapy, parenting, things like that, helping people understand their attachment styles and work their way out of those. Yeah.
Well, just saying, you know, that you're over at 180 with Mylan and Kay, that, I mean, that is a big credibility mm-hmm. a booster here because, I mean, they have changed so many lives. Mm-hmm. Alice, you and I, we've got a book, Understanding and Loving Your Child in a Screen-Saturated World.
Yes, we do.
We're going to do a little workshop on that. We're working that out. But right now, we're going to talk to... How about we talk with John? Boston, Massachusetts, WEZE. John, how are you doing today?
I am good, Steve. Thank you.
Yes. What's the question for us?
Well, Steve, I am. My question is I'm looking for some guidelines for dating.
Okay.
I am a male in my 60s, I've been divorced for 5 years. And I've heard you talk before about, you should date, at least a number of people before you choose one to settle down with, et cetera. And so just looking for, trying to get my head straight up. I'm ready to get out there and establish a significant relationship again. And just kind of look for some guidelines.
Okay. Let me just say this. John and Henry told me I needed to date 20 people because they had seen, what it was like, and they felt like I would marry the first person that was nice to me. So that's what they said. And so I did do that 20 dating thing. Maybe for somebody else it's 5, somebody else it's 10. But I'll tell you what it did for me. Misty was number 3. But fulfilling this, and she said, look, let's just take a break here. You get that out of the way, that assignment. But now ever since, I'm convinced there's nobody that would have been better for me or me for them than her. Because, once I had dated her, was so captivated by her and her, she's a very smart, great parent, nobody had a chance anyway. But let me just say this, John. Here's the main thing. Here's the big guideline. Be careful. And go slow before you marry somebody.
Yep.
It's one thing to meet somebody, and usually, there's all this attraction when you find somebody that's a worthy, quote-unquote, worthy candidate, and they think you're a worthy candidate. But just don't. I don't see any benefit of rushing. And I just say a minimum, you should be dating somebody a year before there's a move to marry, because you need to go through all the seasons. I'll send you this book, Is This the One? It's got a lot of dating guidelines and things to do on dates through all the seasons. But let's hear from Mark. Mark and Alice, what do you think would be some good guidance? Go ahead.
And one other question to expand on that, too. When you're dating somebody, you hate to build up somebody else's hopes or even get your own hopes built up. How do you create that balance between getting to know them and being a friend? And where do you go from friend to romantic interest? And where do you say, I don't think it's working? Or, you want to string mm-hmm. somebody along if you got somebody else you're dating that you maybe got a stronger interest in?
Well, let's ask the woman here what she thinks.
There you go.
From her side of the street there. Alice?
John, I appreciate your question, because we can get stuck in the fantasy of hope. And then it feels like we can't get out if we've gone too far in our head and our heart, or we've taken someone else too far in that direction. So I have two or three guidelines to give you for that. The first is to not date in isolation. And that means that you have to be in close enough relationship with other men that you're keeping them abreast of both what's happening in your life, but what's happening in your head and your heart. Making regular confessions about your fantasy life to them and giving them permission to actively check in on how you're doing. Then you also need to monitor your self-talk. I know that I can get stuck in fantasy. It gets my hopes up, and that hope deferred can be so sickening, like the Bible says. And so I have to stop myself from entertaining fantasy too much for too long. But it's doing it in relationship that builds up our awareness and our self-control to be able to manage it better. If you're going to follow the guidelines that Steve sets out in his book and Henry and John in theirs, it involves telling the women that you're getting to know about the approach you're taking to dating, so that you let people know early on, I'm getting to know a number of people. I want to get to know you too. And that means I'm going to have some boundaries in place about how far I'm going and how fast I'm going. And although it feels awkward to alert people ahead of time, it keeps the process safe and it keeps the right guardrails in place.
All right.
That's true. So the others don't get their hopes so up. Yeah.
I'm going to send you a copy of Is This the One? It's got such great stuff in there, I think, that'll help you. Here's the big other thing I wanted to say to you. You have to have a couple of men in your life if you want, well, first of all, to be everything you can be as a man, because men become men in the company of men. But if you have that, they're going to say, whoa, you probably don't see this, but here's what we see that's a bit of a problem with the person you're attracted to. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery prayer devotional, the New Life journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And by the way, November the 3rd or the 4th, same event. It's a conference we're doing. It's located at Museum of the Bible, and it's called Lumina. The person that's really the voice of Lumina is Lauren Green McAfee. She'll be speaking. She wrote this great book with her husband, Not What You Think, Why the Bible Might Be Nothing We Expected, But Everything We Need. Unbelievable book. Ruth Mahatra is going to be there, and she's the one who is, I mean, she has been involved in communicating truth with clarity, unlike what I'm doing right now, clarity and grace. And, you know, Ruth is the one that worked for a man who, right before he died, really great. I mean, he had notoriety and people knew of his greatness. But she said, "You will regret ever knowing me one day," which was very true. Jen Wilkin is going to be speaking, best-selling author. She's got 10 books and Bible studies out there. She's executive director of the Family and Next Gen Ministries at Village Church in Flower Mound, Texas. Boy, she's a powerhouse and so biblically literate, along with Nicole C. Mullen. If you don't know about her, she's won two Grammys, the first African-American female to ever win Songwriter of the Year. She's won 2 Grammys, one of them Vocalist of the Year. She's amazing. And she did her music at Women of Faith. Now she's going to speak. She's been through abuse, betrayal, deep hurt. There's nothing, she says, she hasn't been through. Amazing human being. But we've got other things for you that will create a conference like you've never been a part of. It'll be unforgettable in this amazing auditorium at the Museum of the Bible. And if you want to know more about it, you go to our website. We've got it right there, Lumina. Look at it. Or you could just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Speaking of calling, Larry is one of the most amazing calling people with a calling. He calls people. He connects with people because he is called to have credibility and integrity and be an example to a lot of other men what you can become. And he's been a great gift to this ministry for almost 20 years. It's going to be 20 years coming up. Larry, thanks for being here. What did you bring into this studio with you?
Well, Steve, I was noticing on the calendar we got a boom, 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 3 weeks in a row of online workshops.
That's right.
And it's pretty special. You know, I remember the first online workshop we did. It was an Every Man's Battle workshop, and after the first chance we had a meal or something during that time with the counselors, and they just expressed how astounded they were, how well men, through Zoom, were connecting and relating to everything.
Yeah.
And so I don't want people to not think they're going to get what it's worth, because it's really worth something.
For a lot of folks, it feels safer to meet online, and it actually allows people to let down their guard faster than in person. For some folks, that's true.
I think you're right. It's also, there's no hurdles. People don't have to catch an airplane, drive, take a day off, anything. Yeah.
And we're doing 3 in August. The other one's Courageous Parenting.
Right.
Transform, and it's about adult children, transforming those relationships. And most of the time, when we're talking with folks, when I'm talking with folks, it's about adult children problems. And then we've got Emotional Freedom is online on August the 20th.
So one testimony here. Try to make this quick. This lady wrote in to us and said, "My husband's experience at Every Man's Battle has been totally life-changing for him, me, and our marriage. He came home a very new and different man and husband. He learned so much, and his heart was miraculously changed. Praise the Lord. He mourned what he had lost and the wasted years. He was in pain over the pain he caused me. He said deep healing words, shared real feelings, expressed a lot of emotion, many tears, which has not happened before. Only God could have done this amazing work. And I'm so thankful to Every Man's Battle for investing into him and the other men that were there and all the families that will be positively impacted for years and generations to come. God was truly at work at this workshop. The healing process began, and we can tell this time it's different."
Yeah, awesome.
It's powerful. So, folks, that's why we seek your support, and it's why we want you to attend the workshop. So do what you can. We thank you for what you are doing, and God bless America.
And I just, again, want to remind people that all of these miraculously transforming marriages where people were going to bail out and they're not, and they're working, they've got a plan, your support, it's part of the great things that God is doing through New Life. And we're so grateful God lets us do this, and you're doing it with us as a supporter. And we thank you for coming along and being part of these great things that God is doing. Larry, anything else you want to say?
No, just thank you, and well, glad we get to do what we do here, because it's making a difference.
Any criticism for me?
I'll save that for later.
Okay. We'll need to reserve time for that.
Well, you know, we were talking and about being 60 and starting to date, and Mark, you had a thought about that, too. I just want to cover that real briefly.
Yeah,
thank you, Larry.
Yeah, I totally agree with both what you and Alice said. I think dating around is...
Good idea.
In the healthy way, right, in an open way, is probably the right approach. And I think just thinking about important questions to ask in that dating process, right? Asking about what went wrong, I think, for other people in their last relationship. Seeing if other people can pinpoint those details and seeing if they can take ownership. And you know, that way you can learn to answer those questions too. So I think it's important to figure those things out, take time mm-hmm. to understand different people's temperaments.
Yep. Well, let's go to Sue. She listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 131, and that is at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sue, thanks for listening from Dallas. What's the question for us? How can we help?
Thank you so much for taking my call. We are a Christian family. We go to church. We attend church regularly, all the time, always have. We have a Christian son, a professed Christian, 16-year-old boy. We found some really hard porn all over his phone, even with Verizon Family Protection. It's very alarming. Just advise us, please.
Yeah.
What now?
Oh, that's tough. Well, Alice is the author of the Screen Saturated World book. Alice, what's your first thought about this?
Sue, as I hear tears in your voice, you must be overwhelmed and perhaps terrified by what you have found out. Would you tell us how you're feeling and what you've done so far to address this with your son?
Right now, the husband is talking to the granddad. We're trying to decide whether we tell our pastor. We're just calling you. You know, we're just devastated. It's devastating because We thought all the protections were there.
What was his reaction? What was the reaction when you confronted him about it?
Embarrassed. And the worst part is he's got COVID. He found out this morning. So there's a lot going on. It's just been a very emotional day. Mm. We just want to know. Throw the phone in the trash.
Yeah, okay. Alice can help you here.
I have about 5 steps that I want you to prepare to take, and you can listen to this again later, so you don't have to jot it all down right now. But first, I want you to know that 1 in 4 of both adults and adolescents have a screen addiction problem, let alone pornography. So you probably know that already, but you're not alone in this, and your son is not alone in this. And the more you can address his issue with humility on your own part and compassion and understanding, the farther you will get with him. So I want you and your husband to continue to prepare yourself spiritually and emotionally by talking about what you're feeling so that you don't bring your barrage of feelings into the conversations with your son. The calmer you can talk with him, although you're not feeling that on the inside, the more it will help you in this process. Any confessions you and your husband can make, if you've ever struggled with sexual immorality, will be helpful because he's probably feeling such shame and embarrassment and defensiveness. Gently reset your household expectations about what is required to have the privilege of screen use. Access professional help, because if it's already at the level of hardcore pornography, he probably will need structured intervention.
Yeah.
And then I want you to consider additional programs like BARC or Custodio, which are systems that you add on to your screens to give you alerts and to protect your son from continuing to access these sites. But know that there's probably emotional unmet needs that are fueling his attraction to pornography. And that's part of why he needs that professional help to get to underneath what is motivating and driving him to pursue hardcore porn at this level.
We'll try to help. We'll help you find a counselor for him. But that's really, at this point, I think the headline here. And not to talk about any the way you look, disappointment you have, shame you might have. It's all about him and you wanting to help him and facilitate that. Even swiping it has a satisfying, addictive nature to it. We'll get you some help.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And Cameron has a thought for Sue, what he does with his own kids. And what is that?
Yeah, I don't know if Sue's still on, but I think it's so hard for 16-year-olds to be able to hold themselves accountable. We have to do that for them. And my kids, they have flip phones right now for this exact reason, because I know it's going to be too hard for them to manage some of these impulses and these emotions going on with them. So the only thing that I would add to the answers that you gave there, Alice, is just to open up those conversations and have them regularly with your kids. Talk to them about how hard it is in this sex-saturated world to be able to stay pure, to be able to change our thoughts and our mindsets.
And don't forget, the most healing, transforming thing as a parent is downloading love. And the only way you can do that, it's easy to do it on a computer, to download stuff, but you download love eyeball to eyeball. And it's amazing how little eyeball-to-eyeball contact occurs between son and father. Mm-hmm. So I would just definitely hope that you would pursue that also. But we want to find you a counselor for him, because this is an opportunity, now that we know reality, for transformation to take place. Anybody else, you know your child needs this. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, I've got time for one more caller. Going to go to Lori from El Monte, California, listening on KKLA. Hi, Lori. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. The reason I'm calling today is I have a long history of generalized anxiety, a little bit of agoraphobia in the sense of, you know, fear of leaving my safety place. Not so much the house thing, being homebound, but just leaving my little safety place. And it's kind of giving me a hard time as far as driving. I can't drive alone. So I'm looking for suggestions from you guys, and to find out if there are any like private driver services out there for people with disabilities that are budget friendly other than access, because I'm trying to get back to work. I do want to get a life coach soon. And I'm just not making ends meet right now. I'm just really struggling with finances.
Okay. Well, we want to help you. And we want to help you beyond just getting someone to help you get to work. Wouldn't it be great if you could get free of the fear, anxiety that leads to all of this? Wouldn't that be an amazing thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I need to desensitize from that fear. And
so,
I need to take my life back workshop, the very first one you guys had.
Ah, right.
And I loved it.
Good. But this is going to take some different kind of work. Do you have any idea what the source? You know, other people don't have this. Some do. Others don't. Any idea why you have developed this fear and agoraphobia, why it would happen in your life? Was there something specific or a parent or something that led to this, an event, anything you can think of?
Well, I do have PTSD from abuse, as a child, and my parents just being really controlling. You know, my mom was really controlling, so I have a fear of being alone at times.
Controlling but not protective,
it
sounds like. They didn't protect you. Yeah, okay. Well, Mark, have thoughts here for her, Alice. Let's start with Mark. What do you think?
I think there's probably two parts to you finding freedom here, Laurie. I think the first part, again, I think as Steve dug deep into it, is again the source of this, right? Finding that trusted counselor, therapist, to be able to process with you through that PTSD. And I know that you're saying that finances are hard right now, so hopefully we can help you find a counselor here. And I think the other part to this, though, is, as you alluded to, is desensitization, right? And we do that through exposure. And maybe you have a trusted friend or family member who can help you just kind of slowly desensitize and drive with you to different places and keep checking in with you and asking you how you feel and letting you pull over if you need to pull over and see if that helps.
Alice, your thoughts?
Yeah.
Lori, I know that there's a driving service for children with special needs called Jack and Jill. And I want you to contact them since they may know about an adult similar service, but I don't know one specifically for you. You may also check in with United Way, and you can just research that on the internet because they have a variety of resources that they can connect you with. I want you to prioritize getting a medical evaluation for the possibility of medication assisting you with this. I'm a little worried that if the solution to the problem is having a driver for you, it might keep you from the other work that needs to be done to resolve the anxiety that drives the problem with your car. Anxiety is my thorn in my side. I think that I will have my own anxiety, Lori, for my entire life. And it was so hard for me to accept that I would need medication to help treat my anxiety because I want to be tough enough and strong enough to do it on my own. And I've done a lot of work on it and I'm better. But medication helps take the edge off that can keep me from doing the very things I need to do to be able to help myself with my anxiety.
Yeah, that piece, that medication piece in the cases of severe anxiety, it really is amazing that God has given people intelligence. They've done the research, and some people, just a special medication prescribed by a psychiatrist changes everything. It frees them from this, and it frees you enough to do what you need to do to function, and it also frees you enough to deal with the sources of the anxiety so that it gets less and less, not more and more. We talk about here all the time of getting over something and getting beyond it, not just getting through it. That'd be horrible if we just got through something, but then we're dragging all of this forward. And you're controlling an abusive situation as a child. Your parents, they do not need to be in your head. That needs to be resolved so you're not dragging all of that pain with you throughout your life. And so we really want to help you and hope that we can. We want to help people. That's what we've been doing since, if you can imagine this, 1988. I founded New Life Treatment Centers. Now we're New Life Ministries. And it's just astounding to see God doing great things through New Life. I'm humbled. I'm grateful. We have some of the best clinicians with so much compassion and so much skill. I can't believe it. I wanted to be a counselor. Fortunately, God saved people from me. And I've just been the one to provide a platform for other people, to help people. And so I hope and pray. If you need help, if you know somebody else that needs help, you'll tell them. Call this number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can see all the things that we're doing at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got some great things coming up, like our Courageous Parenting, dealing with adult parents, Every Man's Battles online, Courageous Parenting, and Emotional Freedom. I would hope, if you went to take your life back, I hope she would come. In fact, we can just scholarship her into the online Emotional Freedom on August the 20th. We want to help you. And, you know, if you need help, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to be part of the great things going on here and support those great things, it's the same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Mark Cameron, Dr. Alice Benton. Thanks all of you who listen, watch, pray, and support us. God bless you. See
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.